Now that all the dust is settled and we at least have a date in which the new NAR settlement information will be out there, I wanted to give you a few of my predictions. Take them for what it's worth. I think there is going to be a lot of feeling out to do with these new changes. And with all this said, the DOJ has still not signed off on the final settlement. So we could have a huge flex and a change and then have them rain on the parade and say, nope, this has to change or that has to change. So stay tuned for my predictions.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Kane, Real Estate Agent Playbook. Excited for this one, just to kind of talk about this. What we do know is that change is coming. And as you know, I am here to help you win every single day at the game of real estate. We're on the podcast and YouTube, as well as over on IG, the Real Estate Agent Playbook. And so we are ready to dive into this. But first, if you want to stay in the know and hear all of my wonderful thoughts as I lay them out, as I am still a practicing real estate agent and love coaching agents as well. Please like, comment, subscribe, let me know what you think, and let's get some engagement rolling as we roll. Okay, so here we are. It's coming into spring, busy time in real estate. We had a lot of stuff go down in February and March regarding the buyer's commission lawsuits. NAR came down with a settlement in the middle of March. And then everyone kind of changed. The lending institutions have all at least said, I think the VA actually came out today saying they were going to temporarily fix it with XYZ, FHA, conventional loans, they all took care of that. So here we are now with this impending change, the option of a seller concession to pay the buyer's agent commission. We still have the option for the seller just to pay the buyer's agent commission as it stands now. It just cannot be advertised in the MLS. As for now, that's kind of what the settlement states. So we will see what happens. What we do know is that there will be some harder conversations. Hopefully you've started to have those with your clients. And maybe if you're anything like I've seen, it's not that hard of a conversation. In Colorado, we've always kind of had the conversation in our buyer's agency agreements, our exclusive right to buy listing agreement. For us, maybe it's not a major flex. For you, maybe you didn't even have a buyer's agent agreement in whatever state you were in. And so there's a lot of in between here, and every state is different. So if I say a term that doesn't really resonate with you or a name of a document, that's because I'm in Colorado. So I will tell you that for my entire career in our buyer's agency agreement, there has been a piece of the pie that says the buyer is obligated to pay, the seller or listing agent may pay. That is something that allows us to negotiate our commissions into the contract buy and sell between the buyer and seller. So that is how we've been practicing for many, many years here. It's just now, is the seller, you know, going to offer it? Are they going to be, you know, what are they going to be doing? That's what we're going to talk about here, is the predictions of the market, not necessarily what's to come. The DOJ may or may not accept it. All of that stuff is kind of up in the air. But I think first and foremost, there will be a testing phase, right? There will be sellers out there, you know, testing if they can save some money by not paying buyer's agent commissions. There will be buyer's agents out there that are, you know, trying to win deals that are offering a little bit lower commission. There will be just a testing ground on both sides. And I think that that is probably healthy for what's going to happen. Where are we going to market these? Will it be through the showing service? Will it be, you know, somewhere else? Or are we even going to be allowed to market them in other places? Because I wouldn't think that just taking away the commission from the MLS, but sending it out every time you show a property through the showing service, I don't think that that's going to fly with the powers that be. But as for now, that's the settlement. But moving forward, they're putting this into play August 17th, regardless of what the DOJ has done or said. So that's kind of what I think. It's just going to be a, you know, feeling out. The goal is going to be find out what is best, right? What best works for all parties? What are the limits? Is there people getting creative? Is there, you know, creative lending practices that are being had that'll help get these buyers agents paid so that these buyers have representation, which I think is of utmost importance to understand that the buyers, especially the first time home buyers that have not purchased a home, having representation is probably going to be beneficial for them, in my opinion. So will that mean that, you know, there's going to be some buyer's agents that are surprised by this because we all know that that happens where people are a little bit behind on the news or whatever? It could be, and that's going to be a sad day. But make sure that as an agent, you are staying up to date on what's going on in your market, your realtor board, your local realtor boards, and all of that, so that you don't show up to the closing table and don't know who's paying you at that time, because that'll be a problem for sure. Okay, so let's kind of extend this out a little bit. Let's look a year ahead. So next summer, going into the busy season next summer, what's that going to look like? I think the testing out phase will be done. We will kind of have some precedents set for what that looks like, where we're communicating the seller offer. Does it go straight to the commission, like kind of hinted in the settlement, or will it still be, you know, the seller offered commission? What will be kind of the trends that set in? And I think we'll end up with a couple different lanes. There will be a couple different, you know, precedents that are set that we kind of follow. I do think that we will see commissions noted in our contract and the additional provisions based on the ability to put it in there based on our exclusive right to buy. And so I think that'll be negotiated. Now, what I do see is a market-driven approach to these commissions. And this is something that builders have done for a long time, right? When the market was wild, they would, you know, suppress the commissions a little bit because they didn't think they needed to pay as much because buyers were, you know, having to go to the new builds. They had the incentives. And so they're like, okay, well, the agents are going to come over here anyways because they can't get them under contract and anything else. And that went down. So when it's a crazy seller's market, super intense, I think those commissions may kind of follow that new build kind of platform where they are suppressed. In competitive situations, will brokers be more likely to lower that commission? Absolutely, right? Commissions are 100% negotiable. So all of this stuff, I think, will happen and be dictated by the, you know, pressure of the market, so to speak. And so that's something to really keep your eye on. But on the flip side, when it does shift back to a buyer's market, or, you know, inventory does kind of pick up, which could be a while. If you watch my other channel, you'll know that. But as we kind of see the sellers and making it harder to purchase a home and harder to sell a home, I'm sorry, I think that those sellers might be enticed to say, hey, we're going to pay a buyer's agent a little bit more than we normally would. And so I think that it's going to be very market driven. And I think by the time we get through the testing phase, I think a year out, we'll kind of be settled into our groove and we'll have that kind of new build kind of approach where if we have abundance of buyers and we have abundance of competition, well, it's going to be net, right? What's the net of the offer? Is there appraisal gaps that cover, you know, for going over and then offering the concession and all of those things? And somebody said something that I've always thought is certainly the commission is on the seller's settlement sheet, but where does the money come from that is paid to the agents and the buyer? The buyer creates that, it initiates the loan, it pays it back over time. And so who really pays the commission? That is the question. And so we'll continue to, you know, navigate this as we go. But I think for the after about a year, we'll kind of be settled in. And I think the market will really drive it. And we will truly have negotiable, full negotiation commissions as we go. I was recently at an event and one of the top producing team leaders was on stage. And what she said is a version of what I've been saying for a long time, because we've always had this piece in the Colorado exclusive right to buy. And it basically was this. It said, if I have a client who is absolutely in love with a property and we're all sitting at the table ready to go, putting an offer together. The seller won't offer any commission to the buyer. The buyer has no money to pay me. The lender can't do it. And so we've exhausted all options. Me as a buyer's agent will probably take the fall on that because I have a client who's trying to get into a home. And at the end of the day, we are still here to help humans and make a difference. And I've said this jokingly for a long time, but in the event you find your dream home and there is no possible way for me to get paid what I charge, my X standard that I charge, then absolutely I will, you know, help you get into that home and be there for you. I would just ask that you maybe don't tell all your friends about that part, but tell all your friends about me as a real estate agent, because my goal is to help people, right, get into homes. And we get compensated extremely well for the job we do. Not saying we get overpaid, we get compensated correctly. And the truth is that if you have the chance to, you know, get somebody into a home and you as an agent are putting your interests and your financial interests ahead of that person getting into a home and achieving the American dream and doing that, then I don't think your career's, you know, long for the wear. And so I certainly will help somebody get in. Certainly I don't work for free, but I will help somebody get into a home knowing that if I did that, and that's a part, if that's the last piece of the puzzle that allows them to get that home that they absolutely love, that will go much further. And I will make many more dollars based on referrals and, you know, all the things, multiple, you know, purchases if this is their first home and so on, which is exactly where we need to be as agents. I don't want anyone to work for free, but I do want people to take that human element and make sure that they understand that if you are standing in the way, you can step aside, you can handle this situation however you want, right? But, you know, holding the line and saying, this is my value, I don't work for less, and making your client, who you are a fiduciary to in most cases, not get into that home because you're not getting compensated X, I can tell you right now that that will eventually come back to get you. And so I want everyone to hear that we can do this. And as agents, if we lift up the community together, we work together, maybe we're a little bit flexible in those extreme circumstances, which will be extreme. It'll be kind of the first time home buyer situations and the people that, you know, maybe don't have as much cash to bring to the table because they're putting all their cash into their down payment so they qualify for the max amount and all of those things. And, you know, the truth is if we just work through it, we just have the conversations and we are humans about it, I think it will be much better. So that was absolutely a key takeaway of a event I was at recently. And the lady on stage put it a little more eloquently than I had in the past. So hopefully I got a little better at practicing that speech, as I do talk about that with my clients all the time, saying I will never put my interests ahead of yours. This is your journey. This is your home. And I think that's something that we can all listen to as we go through these times of change, help each other out, be good humans, be good listing agents, be good buyer's agents, and this will all be okay because the conversations will get easier as you move forward, as they already have. And so I hope that you have already implemented some of the changes to better your business and bring more value to your clients. But if you have not, August is coming soon. So start to kind of think about what this looks like. I do have a new webinar coming out, Buyer's Agent to Listing Agent in 30 Days. I will link that below when it's ready, but if it's not down there, just comment webinar and I will make sure you get that on release. And I would love to chat with you anytime. Realtor Game Plan, call below. So please like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Stay with it. These are just my predictions, but I honestly think we can make this a positive as we move forward. And it's not the end of the world. The sky isn't falling for real estate agents and buyer's agent commissions. We'll see you next time.